Let's take a guided meditation together with marjoram. It's best to do these, of course, if and when and where you can have some quiet time and be in a place that's relatively undisturbed. It's morning time here for me, and I was just meditating for a while prior to this, so this is the first of my speaking today. And the birds are quite noisy outside, so are the dogs, so you might have a bit of that sound enriching this time together. If you have marjoram, please get that before starting the meditation, so we'll use it with the meditation. And if you don't, please don't worry. Just imagine and conjure and also intend to be working with that essence, that spirit, and even with that fragrance. You know, if we've smelled something one time, our body actually knows the experience of it. And so if we can recall, imagine, conjure, that smell actually physiologically and energetically, there is quite a happening in relationship to just the imagining. So I have a bottle of sweet marjoram, and I'm going to take a drop, one drop, divided between two fingers here. You can follow along with me if you like. And on your quantum acupuncture chart, there's four different points. Two of them, there's gallbladder 34, and then there's gallbladder 21. 21 is at the top of the shoulder, right at the top of the shoulder, often where we get really sore and like to be massaged. And then gallbladder 34 at the upper part of the outside of the leg. We say anterior and inferior to the head of the fibula. So pick one of those two points and place your marjoram. I'm gonna use gallbladder 21 on the top of my shoulder. And just holding, touching that point very lightly. If your skin was to be indenting in, you would be pushing too hard. It's a very light touch. And even if you don't happen to have the oil with you, it might still be nice for you to touch that point. And again, conjure, feel, imagine this rich and spicy green fragrance with a bit of sweet and pungent in it. It smells like potent fresh herbs. If you like, you can take another drop of marjoram and place it either on triple heater or Sanjiao 4, which is on the wrist, on each wrist on the top portion, or you might like to put one drop on GV, governing vessel 16, which is on the back of the neck, right in the center, just below the ridge of your occipital bone. relaxing more and more. As if the armoring that you carry is just slowly not only melting away, but it's shifting its pattern. So you might notice your shoulders drop. As your shoulders relax, your neck. Your neck is more free. Not as stiff. You may notice the tension in your hips, especially through the glutes in the back. No matter how you're sitting, you may notice those muscles shift and relax. And as the hips shift and relax, the belly can relax. It's as if the spine can become naturally a bit longer. Not because it's being forced upright, but because as all the muscles come into a nice, soft but strong communication with one another, the natural result is a straight spine, a tall but relaxed neck. And wide, broad, strong shoulders, but again, relaxed. And we call on the beautiful essence and spirit of marjoram. To please show us, reveal to us, and give to us its beautiful medicine at this time. Not just in this meditation time, but infusing our life as we move out from this moment. And with each breath you take, filling your being with the fragrance and the energy of marjoram, and with each breath, medicine of marjoram penetrates to every place and space where there is musculature, where there are muscle cells of any variety. And it simultaneously softens, relaxes, and strengthens by fortifying each one in each area of musculature. This isn't just in your skeletal muscles, it's happening in your organs, in your blood vessels, surrounding your lymphatic vessels, places where muscles attached to bone, attached to tendon, attached to ligament. Feeling a great ease penetrate into the deepest places where you've been holding things up with sheer self-will. Into the muscles of your throat and lungs, the little muscles that make up your voice box, relaxing the throat, relaxing the jaw, and all the musculature of the face and the ears, the eyes. Bringing a very pleasant peace and pacification a kind of soothing through relaxing. And let that medicine reach the deepest and most hidden places in your being right now. Intend that. And as this ease and relaxation, pacification reaches these deeper spaces where you didn't even know you were holding, you can feel your own life force, your own strength, your own capacity for self-protection, your capacities for clarity in relationship to protection are all expanding, clarifying, strengthening. without you actually doing anything. You're just simply allowing this medicine of deep ease to reach into all of these micro places where you've been holding and controlling. Feeling the beauty and the magic of marjoram moving through and blessing all of your insides, all of your beautiful articulations, places that can become tense or relaxed, all those places being blessed with the medicine of marjoram, that they may with the ease that comes from being directly connected to spirit, that with that ease, each muscle and each articulation can just naturally do its job right now. Including your lungs, your liver, your gallbladder, your intestines, anything that has the capacity for contraction. It is now being infused and upgraded and activated into its most natural, most vibrant, most strong, most restored state. And likewise, feeling yourself surrounded by the energy and medicine of marjoram, emanating outward from your being. Engendering a kind of joy and ease. The joy and ease that emanates from being safe, from being protected, from being relaxed. And now asking if there is anything else that marjoram would like for you to know. And just listening, watching, feeling for a couple of minutes. And thanking marjoram for this time and this journey, for its presence here on earth at this time, and for our beautiful and rich history our beautiful and rich history with marjoram. May our eyes and our ears and our hearts be opened so that we can see and know more of what's true. And deep gratitude to marjoram and to all of the plant spirits for helping us to remember, to heal, and to awaken. And deep gratitude to your spirit and your heart for its desire to want to be free, to want to create a better world, to want to love, both give and receive love, and to provide light, not only to your path, but also lighting the way for others.